It's now time for Rap Sheet, and with us today is Parsons Police Chief Robert Spinks. Had a very, very unfortunate incident recently, Pat, of one of the Parsons Police Department personnel was mutilated.
This is one of the more horrendous animal cruelty crimes that I've seen in quite a while. What did occur is an off-duty police officer had come home, worked graveyard. They had a three-month-old purebred German Shepherd, beautiful puppy, named Ranger. And the officer let the dog out into a fenced backyard that was secure, had food, had water, has an outbuilding for the dog. The officer got home about 7 in the morning, let the dog out, woke up early in the afternoon to find the decapitated remains of that puppy, along with the snout of the animal also cut off. The skull was missing. And what we believe occurred is that one or more suspects trespassed and broke into the backyard, snatched the puppy, and took it to another location and killed it, cut off the head and the snout. We believe that was done because the animal was probably shot in the head, and they didn't want us to be able to recover the bullet. And then, on top of all of this, they then returned a second time, broke back into that yard, and left the decapitated body and the snout of the dog. Now, I don't know how much more gruesome, ugly, dark-hearted, or evil you can get, but I would say this ranks the top of that list.
Initially, the police department had issued a reward to help capture and convict a person or persons that might be involved with that. And you've had a very positive response from the community.
We really have. That reward started at $1,000. It's currently at $4,000. We believe that it will be raised pretty soon to $5,000 based on the donations that have come into City Hall and the police department. We'll continue to accept donations if people would like to do that. This is a gateway kind of a crime that can easily escalate into violence against children, domestic violence, and whatnot. And there's a huge body of research that would support that. So this is not just a cruelty to animal case. It's not just a targeted attack toward a law enforcement officer. We have somebody in the community who is a risk to the entire population of Parsons.
You've been listening to Parsons Police Chief Robert Spinks on another edition of The Rap Sheet.